I'm walking through the North Carolina State Fair looking for something to eat. The vendors here fry up just about anything you can think of. Snickers, Oreos, Kool-Aid. They have all sorts of birds you can eat, like turkey legs and ostriches. But sometimes you just want something traditional. And there it is, biscuit. That is the magic word. The Cary United Methodist booth is not so much a booth as a restaurant, complete with tables, busboys, and a bustling kitchen. It's the longest continuous booth at the fair. It started in 1916. Back in the kitchen, I met Helen. She is moving and grooving, scrambling eggs and serving up ham biscuits. She stops to talk to me.
Been here for many, many years, and we do this as a service to the community. All of the proceeds that we make are given to missions, both locally and internationally.
In the dining area, I meet a couple of satisfied customers.
This is always our first stop at the fair.
Why?
Because you have wonderful food. I love the ham biscuits particularly, and the grits are real good. It's just a great place to come.
That was Jane Bassnight. She's with her husband, Bob. He comes for more personal reasons.
And I come here because a friend of mine works here, and if I didn't show up first thing in the morning, he'd probably rough me up.
Brian Weber is the manager of this outfit. I remarked to him that of all the food booths I've seen this morning, his has the most clientele.
Well, it helps to have been in business since 1916. A lot of the people that come here, they come here traditionally. Every year they come to our booth and nowhere else. So it's nice to have to be able to say, yeah, we've built up a long clientele list.
This booth is actually a split between two Cary Methodist churches, White Plains and First United. They split the funds 50-50. And when it comes to fundraising, Weber says the ham and biscuit booth is hard to beat.
We raise $50,000 each year that's divided between the two churches. And for us, it goes with extra ministries and missions. When Hurricane Fran came through, we used a lot of this money to help fund relief, disaster relief. So this money is, I don't want to say extra money, but we hold it back to take care of special needs that come up during the year.
I talked to a newcomer on my way out. His name is Reno Palombit. He's not just new to this booth, he's new to the fair.
This is my first time at the fair, and so I had heard from Suzanne that I needed to try a ham biscuit. So we were looking for a place with a ham biscuit, and this was the perfect place.
I asked him if he plans on trying some of the more exotic fare, maybe some turkey legs or something.
Not today. I will be coming back, though, and fried turkey legs is probably towards the top of the list, along with the corn. I've heard the corn is great.
And so I go on my way, resisting the urge to pick up a ham biscuit to go, or a fried Oreo cookie, or fried Snickers, or fried Kool-Aid, or nachos, or cotton candy, or pizza, or candy apples, or a sausage, or an ostrich burger, or a hamburger, or French fries, or a bacon bite.